Yeah, hello.
Hello, good evening. Is this Jose Soria?
Oh, no, it isn't. You got the wrong number.
Maybe you can help me. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. What is your age?
68.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black?
African-American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
And would you say you're a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It's okay.
Between satisfied and dissatisfied? Which one do you lean more to?
25.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through with the list, and then we can match it. First one is immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence.
That one you just said.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Criminal, the one you just mentioned, the second one, I think.
The criminal justice reform, the stops
social.
Yeah,
that one.
Now, I will go through the list and tell me which another one that pops out to you. Crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, improving K through 12 public school education. Thank you. And the rest ones were standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation. Inflation and the economy, and protecting abortion rights and reproductive rights.
And racial and discrimination.
Okay, thank you. We can only choose two, so let me go through with it, and then you can tell me which ones do we leave. The first one you chose was criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. The second one was improving K-12 public school education. And the last one was standing up and fighting against racial discrimination.
Against racial discrimination.
Okay. The improving school and standing up and fighting against racial discrimination?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how would you say you experience, how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
That's a good one. I'm looking to pass on that one.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay.
From the scale of 0 to 100, whereas 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay, 50, 50, 50.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
Okay.
How much?
I don't care for him at all.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
75.
The NAACP.
100.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
100.
Ron DeSantis.
Who?
Ron DeSantis.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. The Democratic Party.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm worried at all.
Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
People entitled to get one of them.
So would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, America is on the path to another civil war.
Say it again.
America is on the path to another civil war.
Nah.
So would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Which one? Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Discrimination against white people?
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty damn fucked up, but I'll pass on that.
Okay.
Hey, I hope you just got a couple more because I'm kind of busy.
Oh, well, we're almost done. There's a few more questions to go through. But if you want to, at what time can we call you back tomorrow?
You can come back tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. We'll call you back then. Thank you.
All right.